Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us. Today's message is entitled A Word on What Are Your Motives? The scripture reading is taken from Proverbs Chapter 21, verse 2. Reading from the NIV translation. Hear the word of the Lord. All of man's ways seem right to him, but the Lord weighs the heart. The word of the Lord. The book of Proverbs is written in the Old Testament section of the Bible. And it's a book of wisdom. It's a collection of moral and religious maxims. Now, a maxim is a short, concise, forceful, and meaningful expression. A maxim is also defined as a forceful and terse in expression. Main purpose of Proverbs is to give moral instruction or instructions on right living. Solomon is generally credited with the authorship of the larger portion of the book of Proverbs. And chapters 21 through 24 are concerned with proverbial maxims and counsels. Some of man's ways may include the following. Man relies on gut feelings or inner emotions, and our emotions might tell us to do any number of things, such as lie for no reason, or because it may be convenient to do so at the time that you're lying. Emotions cause us to cheat in various senses of the word. We steal, think we're getting something for nothing, getting a freebie, so to speak. We kill by whatever are our motives or whatever our inclinations. In many instances, we do whatever makes us happy. I know you've heard that expression. Do whatever makes you happy. Does that make you happy? We do in accordance to what our life experiences have taught us, like go to church, worship, lift up holy hands, say our prayers, be friendly or neighborly. We make financial contributions to worthy causes. Now, this is just to name a few things. Do we do these things for form or fashion? What are your motives or rationale for participating in the aforementioned activities? All of man's ways seem right to him, but the Lord weighs the heart. Now, we have to understand that the heart is our innermost being, comprised of our personality, our intellect, desires, and our will. Our heart wants, it thinks, and it reasons. Proverbs 3:5-7 says, trust the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. And with his knowledge of the heart, knowing what's in man's heart, God can judge righteously. He says, I, the Lord, search the heart, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. Jeremiah 17:10. The heart is the core of our being. The Bible admonishes us to keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flows the springs of life. Proverbs 4:23, ESV. Jesus is the standard for morality, and we can read that in Proverbs 23:19, ESV, and it reads, hear my son, and be wise, and direct your heart in the way. The reference to way here, I do believe, is Jesus, because Jesus is the way. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you are all-seeing and all-knowing. We know that you are love, truth, and all things that are good and right. We pray that our motives in life and everything we do are acceptable to you and reflect you, that you be glorified. Lord, what do you see when you look into our hearts? If there's anything that's unacceptable to you, O God, remove it and strengthen us through Jesus Christ, our Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The closing song is entitled, Every Way of a Man, Proverbs 21, 2 and 3, provided by YouTube.
Proverbs 21, verses 2 and 3.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets, or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.